Coach, you've reached the end of the season at this point. What have you learned about your team, and what have you feel you've improved the most on this year?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We've got a lot of young kids have played. We quite possibly could be the youngest team in the conference. I'm not really sure. I haven't counted everybody, but we got a lot of sophomores playing, so that's part of it. I mean, those kids they're young kids, and they have to learn how to, live with prosperity and live with failure, and you got to be able to come back and fight just as hard after either one of those things. And I think maybe that's, we didn't, we were up on some people, and then couldn't handle the prosperity, and then I just want the kids to play hard all the time, four quarters, no matter what the circumstances are. And I think we've shown flashes of greatness, and then we've had some things where we've made really silly mistakes. Put the ball on the ground, and especially some kicking game errors and things like that.
And how do you focus on that in the off season? Because I imagine that's kind of the one thing, if you had to pick and choose out of the things that you want to improve on, that's probably where you would want to start to improve on in the off season.
Well, we'll evaluate what we're doing, and if we've got some kids that we think will help us someplace else, in a different position, we'll look at that, and we'll look at what we can do to put the best product on the field next year. I mean, I'm always, most coaches probably are going to clinics and going to doing things like that. And we're no different. We're going to find some things that we can do and things that can help us, something that's in our wheelhouse that we can do to give other team problems, and, something we can execute. So we're just going to try to get better.
You go 1-2 at home. Obviously, that's going to be a little bit embarrassing for the kids because they don't want to do that in front of their families, in front of their friends. But I guess if you had to pick a season to do that in, it'd be this season where there's no playoffs, and you can learn from that and go ahead and make sure a year from now, 2 years from now, when the sophomores are seniors, that's not happening.
Well, you hope not. I mean, like I said, we got a lot of sophomores playing, and we never want to lose. I mean, we always want to play well, and we always want to put our best foot forward every time, no matter where we're playing. And to be as young as we are, to have a chance to be 3-3, I think 3-3 would be a successful season, knowing we had two slip away from us. Mm-hmm. And that was our own doing. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not taking anything away from anybody else.
Yeah.
But two of those games slipped away from us, so we have a chance to still be, even it up and be 500, and I think it's pretty good considering we're starting, 7 or 8 sophomores. So
you had Ethan Sonny come up and kick for you last week, only freshman on the varsity roster, I believe. What did you like about him? It's just kicking, but he got the extra points for you.
Yeah, he's just a super good kid, and we knew he was, I knew he was going to be a little nervous coming in. He's never been on a varsity, never played on a Friday night, and he did really well. I mean, the only reason I think he kind of missed the ball. We had a penalty, an offside penalty to back us up, which, he obviously had the leg to kick it from there. It's not a big deal there, but it's just, he just missed the ball. And he was almost perfect. And he's just going to get better. So I'm just excited for, what he can do.
It's Ryan Finke's last game for the Red Devils. He's had a weird journey. You look back on it, though, he did the job whenever you asked him to. What kind of words do you have about him here as you head into the final start for him?
Well, I mean, all those guys, all those seniors they've given our program so much, and you win with seniors, and both. Ryan's a great kid. I mean, he's going to be successful in whatever he chooses in life, and I'm glad he was on our team, and I'm glad he played for us, and I'm glad to have a relationship with him because he's a super good kid, as well as some of those other seniors the same way. I mean, it's I want nothing but the best for him, and Ryan's just a super good kid, I'd like to go out with a win for him and for those seniors.
And we're at Massac County tonight. They're kind of in limbo between the cellar and the middle of the conference right now. They run well. They have athletes. But is it just the run game, or is there another focus for you?
Well, for them?
Yeah.
They're run heavy. I mean, I would say they're probably, 90% run.
Yeah.
They'll throw it enough to keep you honest. And you never know what's going to get from Coach Roper. When we go down there, sometimes he's got something. He's going to have something, a trick up his sleeve for us, from either the offensive or defensive standpoint or kicking game. He's going to have a trick play. He'll have something. Mm-hmm. And, because, you know, he's going to try to prepare, and he's going to, you know, pull all the stops, and, you know, as are we, you know, we're going to do our best to win the game. So, you know, it should be a good game.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and best of luck here on your last game of the year.
Yep, thank you.